At this point, we're going to talk a little bit about the service-oriented architecture as implemented by the AWIPS 2 design. For an analogy, I want to tell a little story about part of a business trip I took some time back. I was in Boston and I flew to Philadelphia. After my meeting in a suburb of Philly, I had a short ride in a rental car to Wilmington, Delaware, where I caught a train to Union Station in Washington, D.C. At Union Station, I caught the Metro subway to a station that was a few blocks from my hotel. Notice my trip consisted of several legs, and each one was independent of the other. All I needed was my baggage and a ticket, reservation, ID, or to pay a fare. We're going to compare my trip to a service-oriented architecture, which consists of services or endpoints and routes. The services or endpoints are like each destination of my trip, Philly, Wilmington, D.C., such as the airport or metro station which processed me as I went through a turnstile or ticket reader. The route is like the mode of transportation or how I got there, which could be different as long as it got me from point A to B. All that mattered was that I had the proper credentials at each point along the way. My credentials were my reservation for a rental car or my fare for the metro. In AWIPS 2, each endpoint just needs the proper input data object. Finally, a service-oriented architecture has some means of wiring the services together. AWIPS 2 connects these dots using software called CAML, which might be compared to the travel agent who arranged my trip. In a somewhat simplified view of AWIPS 2, we have several services or endpoints that each do specific tasks. The endpoint is a part of a service that can accept data or a message. For example, the persist service writes processed data to a data repository consisting of hierarchical data format or HDF files. The routes that connect the services pass the output from one service to the next service to form a processing chain. So, in AWIPS 2, raw data is received by the distribution service and is forwarded to a decoder. From there, the persist and index services perform various operations. Eventually, CAVE can display the data. The various messages sent along the routes, for example, the file path or the data URI, are like the ticket or fare or ID that I needed for each stage of my trip. We will discuss the data flow and these messages in a bit more detail later.